Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mark, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Monday, July 20th, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Our first passage is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 21. Listen closely, for this is God's Word to us. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning, and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen. But do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. These are probably familiar words to many of you. We know the Ten Commandments, it seems, in our head and in our heart. And as I was thinking about the Ten Commandments and these verses from Exodus, I was reminded from a short little passage in a book. It's called Thy Will Be Done, The Ten Commandments and the Christian Life. And it's by a professor at Valparaiso University named Gilbert Meleander. As he's introducing the Ten Commandments, he quotes a study and an article from a journalist called Christopher Caldwell, who talks about Bill Belichick, the famous football coach for the New England Patriots, and talks about the what looks like a very rigid system, a very rigid organization of a way to run a team and for players to play as a part of this team. In the study, Caldwell notes the oddity that some exceptional players seem not to fit into Belichick's system, while others who are less skilled excel with the Patriots. That there were a lot of players that Bill Belichick had over the years that you never would have thought would have played NFL football, but somehow when they played for the Patriots, they seemed to excel in the role and in the opportunity that they had. As Caldwell was reflecting on this for the Patriots, I think it's really interesting to think about this, as Meleander does with the Ten Commandments. As they're talking about football and the Patriots, they come to this conclusion. You follow rules to attain your freedom. You learn by rote that you can live with abandonment. This too is a truth of wide application. Learning by rote in order to live with abandonment is not a bad way to understand the place of the Ten Commandments in the Christian life. I think that should be hopefully encouraging for all of us. That in the Ten Commandments, we often might look at them as rules and that they're burdensome, but in a very freeing and wonderful way, God gives us these commandments so that we can go and live freely and with abandonment, trusting that He is with us, that He will continue to reveal His will, and that we will live in accordance with that will and that desire for us. Our next reading is Psalm chapter 9. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds, for he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me. O you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk in the pit that they have made. In the net that they hid, their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. One of the beautiful parts of the Psalms is that when you read large portions of Psalms, there always seems to be so many good, wonderful words and phrases that can so easily capture our attention and imagination. And so in Psalm 9, I encourage you here today, whenever you're reading, perhaps it's in the morning, perhaps it's during a lunch break or in the evening, perhaps there's one word or one phrase or one verse that just captures your attention. I would hope and pray that you would spend just a couple more minutes meditating on that verse and asking for the Lord by the power of His Spirit just to speak to you in and through that word or phrase even today. It is Missions Monday, and so I wanted to make just a quick note about our mission partner that we prayed for just this past Sunday during our worship services, and that is the Alabama Baptist Children's Home. I'd encourage you to pray for them here this week as they seek to do wonderful ministry to those children around our state that don't have permanent families, who come from broken families. So I would invite you even now just to pray with me for these children and for the staff and for the ministry at the Alabama Baptist Children's Home. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, we are thankful for the gift of family. And we thank you for the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters, the spiritual fathers, the spiritual mothers, those who have poured and invested into us so that, Lord, we might grow in deeper fellowship and in love with you and for you. And Lord, we acknowledge that there are children even amongst us in our city and in our state who unfortunately don't have families to which they can belong. And so, Lord, we just pray for the work of Alabama Baptist Children's Home, that they would care for and love these children, that you would strengthen families, and that you would call families to come and perhaps consider adoption, consider caring for them in a way, Lord, that you command us in your word. And Lord, you show us, Lord, in our lives for the ways that you have loved and provided for us. So we lift them up, strengthen those leaders and volunteers with Alabama Baptist Children's Home. We're grateful for them, and we are so thankful to support them here at Mount Brook Baptist Church. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for these commands, Lord, which can bring us freedom, Lord, as we live in alignment with your will. And thank you for the ways that we can always come to you and trust you with everything that we have and everything that we are. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.